With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A proposal going before the Natural Resources Board would protect over 1,200 acres of land in Vilas County. Proposed is a 1,252-acre working forest conservation easement from the Michael A. Uline Exemption Trust for the Forest Legacy Program in Vilas County. The easement cost would be just over $900,000. A federal forest legacy grant would cover $600,000, with the rest from the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. If approved, the DNR wants to call the property the Border Lakes Forest Legacy Conservation Easement. The land is in two blocks. The Forest Lake Tract is 481 acres, and the Emil Lake Tract is 771 acres. The department has received resolutions in support of the easement acquisitions from the Vilas County Board and the Town of Land O'Lakes. The property would be open to the public for nature-based outdoor activities to include hunting, fishing, trapping, hiking, and cross-country skiing. Nearly 3 miles of the Land O'Lakes bike and pedestrian trail winds its way through the property. The Natural Resources Board will consider going ahead with the easement purchase at its August 13th meeting. A second person has died as the result of a weekend crash in Langlade County. The Langlade County Sheriff's Office says the 67-year-old from Chicago was the driver of one of the vehicles. A 61-year-old man from Tigerton died at the scene. Three other people were hurt in the crash Saturday afternoon. The three-vehicle crash happened at the intersection of U.S. 45 and County Road B in the town of Upham. The investigation into the crash is ongoing. The Michigan Supreme Court rules the Michigan Public Service Commission erred when it granted a key permit for the Line 5 petroleum pipeline tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. Bridge Michigan reports that, among other findings, the court found that the commission's permit review was overly narrow. It failed to consider whether the tunnel project would harm public rights to the Great Lakes and failed to study whether Line 5 would shut down if the tunnel is not built. The 6-1 decision sends the matter back to the commission with an order to fully assess the replacement project's potential harms. Friday's ruling represents a victory for Line 5 foes who have argued the tunnel would harm the environment by locking in decades of continued fossil fuel transports along a 73-year-old pipeline that would otherwise soon shut down. Enbridge spokesperson Ryan Duffy expressed disappointment with the decision and said the company is assessing its legal options. Read the full article from Bridge Michigan at our website, WXPR.org. A new report shows Wisconsinites lost an estimated $1.4 billion to online scams and cybercrimes last year, a spike of nearly 15%. Judith Ruiz Branch reports on the data from the Consumer Federation of America.
The data shows the average Wisconsin household lost more than $500. Ben Winters with the Federation says social media platforms like Meta, Instagram, and WhatsApp continue to be major sources of scam activity.
We're at a circumstance where there is not enough enforcement, there's not enough wins against these scammers, and there's all these tools that are making it easier and easier that are not sort of getting shut down or prohibited.
The lack of artificial intelligence regulations is one big assist to scammers, he adds. Federal officials were making headway on enforcement actions against scammers, but Winters says the Trump administration's deep funding and staff cuts at consumer and financial protection agencies has contributed to a sharp increase in losses. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
People know regular medical checks are a good idea, but they often put them off. That can allow health conditions to advance without their knowledge. Dr. Alexander Trick-Harton, a family medicine provider at Aspirus, says it's easy to fall behind on needed screenings.
Things like screening for high cholesterol, screening for diabetes, screening for high blood pressure, getting a weight and seeing, you know, are people on a trajectory toward obesity and some of the complications that can come with that.
Trey Carton says mental health is another important concern.
A lot of it goes unrecognized, and people will not realize how much it's impacting their life.
Trey Carton talked about how those impacts may show themselves.
It's not severe enough that they've been hospitalized for it or, I felt like they had to seek care, and yet it may be impacting their relationships, it may be impacting their performance at work, it may be impacting their ability to enjoy the life that they wanted to live.
A simple conversation can go a long way if you're encouraging a loved one to check up on their health. Michigan voters head to the polls today for primary elections, including a closely watched Democratic U.S. Senate contest between U.S. Representative Haley Stevens and Progressive Abdul El-Sayed. The race became one of the nation's most expensive primaries and a proxy battle between the Democratic Party's establishment and progressive wings. The winner will face off in November against Republican former U.S. Representative Mike Rogers, who is running unopposed after narrowly losing a Senate race in 2024. Democrats are also picking their nominees to replace Governor Gretchen Whitmer and to settle several competitive House primaries. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.